I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
And Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
Hey, this is Lindsay's first Billboard podcast, first Must Hear Music podcast.
It is indeed.
So, welcome aboard. How's it
going?
How's it feel?
Incredible so far. Best experience.
It's quite an honor.
Truly. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start by talking about, a couple new releases that just came out, two big ones. We have a new song from Zaddy that just dropped. Well, by the time this podcast came out, not last night, but new Zane and Party Next Door song called Still Got Time. Jason, you just published a thing on Billboard.com about it.
By the time
I did not have time to read it.
Okay.
So give me a little skim.
If people want to check it out, it's on Billboard.com, I guess. It'll be up there, have been up there for a few days by the time they hear this, but that's okay. So Zane, this is the first thing that he's releasing from his second album, which is coming out this summer, features Party Next Door. It's very much in the tropical pop vein. And I wrote about, you know, basically his first album, the whole narrative of that album didn't really have anything to do with the music. It was basically just like, this is Zane after One Direction, and he's an adult, and he's having sex, and he's making R&B. And, like, you know, it didn't really matter, aside from Pillow Talk, which was a big hit, it didn't really matter what the rest of the album sounded like, as long as people kind of knew that vaguely. He didn't tour behind it. He didn't really have any other hits behind it.
Post-1D Boner Jams was kind of what the
album post-1D
was.
Boner Jams is fine. That's actually not. I mean, it's not really like a sex album. It's more like a.
It's a pretty sexy album.
It's kind of a sexy album, but you know, it's more about like, I'm staying up late and thinking about you, and maybe we'll have sex, but also I'm thinking about you. It's kind of like that.
You up the album.
You up. I like that. So basically, what I wrote about is then he put out the song with Taylor. Which was another big hit. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like cemented himself as, you know, a bit like a solo star, which is kind of the most important thing that his first album and directly after could do. Now he's kind of has to figure out what he's going to sound like. He can continue sounding like Pillow Talk and kind of like dramatic R&B, or he could go in a different direction
pun intended.
But basically, so this is kind of the second. This is kind of the first taste of that next step for him. And I wrote about, like, it sounds like a big hit. Like, Still Got Time. Basically, fits in exactly with like what Drake is doing, and kind of what everybody else is doing with tropical pop music.
Yeah, it's not a far cry from Bieber.
Yeah.
The last album or what he's done since then.
Yeah, it's much more like relaxed than something like Where Are You Now. It's like it's very like chill beach vibe, which is fine. I mean, the things what I basically wrote about was, first of all, it's kind of nice to have him like relax and a bit, because the first album and then I Don't Want to Live Forever were like so dramatic and so like heavy that it's kind of cool that he's just like, He's dialing it down. It's very chill sitch that he's in on this song with Party Next Door. But on the other hand, it kind of could have been done by any other artist. Like, you could listen to this song and hear Drake singing this song. You could hear, like, you know, like Frank Ocean in one of his happier moods, like, sing this song. Like, I don't know. Like, so I think it's going to be a big hit. It doesn't really reveal anything about Zayn or where he's going. I think that's fine for now. So I don't even, like, if you were to ask me if I like the song, I guess. I mean, it's...
It's called the Must Hear Music Podcast, Jason. Yeah. I'm going to need a firm at this
point. I think it's successful and it's, like, fun. I don't think it's, like, great by any means. But, yeah, okay. I think it hits its mark.
Sure. What did you think about it, Lindsay?
Well, I agree. I think it was fine. I was a big fan of Pillow Talk and the song with Taylor.
Great song.
Yeah. Incredible music. And this one is just a little bland for me. It sounds like he's mumbling through most of it, which... is great. You could have it on in the background. For me, it's a maybe here, not a must here.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. First appearance and just like slam dunk. That was awesome. Great.
I agree, I guess, with you guys. I mean, I would say the first time I listened to it, I was like, oh, I really like this. I'm excited for the next album. And then like a half hour later, I was like, wait, how did that song go? Like, I couldn't remember. That being said, like, if this gets played on radio, like, I'm not going to get sick of it. It's not as memorable as Pillow Talk. Like, that was a really strong song that I was, like, happy to hear whenever it came on.
Why wasn't... I feel like people should have liked that song more.
I mean, it was a number one hit, and it was on radio for, like, a full year after that.
It was a big hit, but, like, it wasn't, like... Like, people weren't all about that song in the same way that, you know, like, it didn't make it... Let's say it didn't make any, like, year-end singles lists.
Yeah, it was because that's probably
it was released earlier in the year last year.
I think because it came out in like January and people really tend to forget. That sounds it was a awesome. Great song. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we all agree on Pillow Talk.
All right. So, must hear this song that came out 2 years ago. Or was that just a year ago?
It was a year ago.
My sense of time
yeah.
is completely gone. All
We're almost on the 1 year anniversary of Mind of Mine.
Wow.
How are you going to celebrate?
I think. I don't know. I was going to make a joke. Like, nothing came to mind fast enough.
Nothing came to mind.
Nothing came to... Yeah, exactly. Boom. All right, so let's listen to it. It's Zayn and Party Next Door. Its song is called Still Got Time.
Just stop looking for love. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got... Just stop looking for love. You still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. This could be something if you let it be something. Don't scare me away.
All right, that was the new Zayn song. Next up, my pick for this episode is Kendrick Lamar's new song, which is The Heart Part 4. We don't know. So this is another, like, surprise release. Presumably from an upcoming fourth album that was April 7th, the date that's being floated.
That's what he says at the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense. It's a Friday.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, yeah, so Kendrick, who is incredible and, you know, just like, I mean, with the risk of just like saying things that have been said a million times before, like, he's a genius. We were kind of talking about this earlier, though. This is like our coworker, Jason, Denise asked us, she was like, oh, is the new Kendrick song good? And we were both like, well, it's not really a song. It's just kind of like...
Yeah, I called it a press release.
Yeah, like you called it a press release, which I think is fair. It's kind of just like a state of the union of Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. Like, this is what's on my mind. Like, I have feelings on President Trump. Rhymes Trump with chump. So, someone had to do
it's
it.
Like
let's
five
be honest.
With alive.
It's like a Mike Huckabee joke.
A little, I'll be honest, when you rhyme Trump with chump, I was like, wait, this is your first, like, Trump wax diss, and that was the best you could come up with.
Yeah.
But it's all love for Kendrick. he addresses Kendrick. He gives some subliminal shots at Drake, you know, kind of teases new music coming up. I mean, this isn't the kind of thing that you're going to be like, I cannot, you know, wait to like hit the road and start driving with this, you know, the wind whipping through my hair. You know, you're not going to be like rapping this yourself. You're not going to be doing this at karaoke, but... it's a good like announcement, like Kendrick is back, like he's targeting people. I don't know, like it's a pleasant surprise, I guess. You know, it's one of those things where it's like it's good enough, basically. So another tepid endorsement.
What did you think, Lindsay?
I loved it. I'm a big fan of when songs have multiple parts to it, which this does. And like Gambino did that on his latest album. You're sort of listening and it feels like a bunch of different songs in one. So I really like it. I'm a big fan of Kendrick and I'm excited for the album.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's not, you know, it's exciting that he has new music apparently coming so soon. I feel like it'd be weird if he didn't put out something on April 7th now. Like, can you imagine if like he, like, yeah, the song ends with like get ready for April 7th and then he's just like, nah, all right, it's, you know, it's a great day, it's a Friday,
right,
you know, just... TGIF, I guess. Yeah. also kind of exciting, I haven't really thought about this until now, but he's playing Coachella like, mm-hmm, the week after April 7th, so there could
be a new
be
album
performed
by then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. So no, it's exciting, it's very cool. But yeah, I mean, this is not like, I listened to this morning because I didn't listen to it last night. And I woke up, I was like, oh, new Kendrick. And I listened to it. I was like, all right, I don't need to like listen to this again.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's not like a single. This, you know, this, mm-hmm, isn't like going to hit, yeah, radio and make your playlist.
Yeah. The thing is, it's funny because it's probably going to chart pretty high because there's so much
interest
in it. So like this could be, this weird thing could be like a top 10 hit for Kendrick.
It's not going to be a top 10 because it's not going to get repeat listens. I think, you know, like, I think this is like we were saying, like people will listen to it once and be like, oh, okay, that's what's up. And
It'll be interesting
to the next thing. But it's definitely, I mean, it's 100% worthwhile listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he's great. I mean, I'm just like, when did To Pimp a Butterfly? That was 2015?
Yeah, just had its 2-year anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, there was the Untitled Unmastered, which had really interesting things on it, but it wasn't a proper album.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for someone who is kind of as conscious and like, you know, tuned into what's going on as him, like, it's definitely about time, you know, in a post-Trump world for like, I think Kendrick to weigh in.
You're
a little bit more than Trump is a Trump.
Yeah, that's
hopefully.
What I was gonna say. If Kendrick is listening to this podcast, and I'm sure he is.
He usually is. Yes.
We gotta have more than rhyming Trump and chump. Come on,
he
man.
Could be like, Trump is also plump with a big rump. You know,
you should just write the next song for him.
Yeah,
at
that's
this
it. Ghostwriting.
Spoiler: I'm ghostwriting.
Yeah,
his
the Quentin Miller of Kendrick Lamar. Joe Lynch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, well, let's listen to a little bit of it. So it's Kendrick Lamar's The Heart Part 4, teasing something coming up on April 7th. And like Jason said, you know, it might just mean that, like,
it's
he's
Friday.
Just like, it's going to be a fun day. Yeah.
What if
get ready for just a fun day.
Like the Michelle Branch album comes out that day. And what if like he like tweets like, all right, it's April 7th. And he's like,
it's finally
go buy the
here.
Michelle Branch album. It's so good.
All right, let's listen to the new Kendrick.
Donald Trump is a chump. Know how we feel, punk. Tell him that God coming. Now Russia need a replay button. Y'all up to something. Electoral votes look like memorial votes. But America's truth and ignoring the votes. It's blasphemy. How many go blasphemy? I prophesized on my last song, you laughed at me. But when the shit get bracket, don't you ask for me. How many leaders go tell you the truth after me? G Malone, big bro, kudos to him. I was too old from an M, trying to be big.
All right, that was new Kendrick. So now we've got Lindsay, first podcast, first
yes.
pick.
All right.
So what we have your band Local Natives, and
yes.
their new song is I Saw the Way You Close Your Eyes. Such a poetic, romantic song title.
Totally is.
So why did you pick this song? What do you think about it?
Well, had to represent for the indie crew.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a big fan of Local Natives forever, and this song came out of nowhere, and they have never before done a surprise release before. Typically in between their albums, they lay very low.
Mm-hmm.
And their new one only came out, I think, a couple months ago, Sunlit Youth. So this was a total surprise. And as I mentioned earlier to a couple people, the way they released it was super cool. You had to quite literally close your eyes. So they tweeted out a link, and then you went to this website, had to give access for the website to use your webcam. And when you closed your eyes, the webcam could detect that your eyes were closed, and only then did the song start playing.
Wow.
Yes.
That is so, like, social media age.
Right? It was so wild. They also suggested you turn off your lights, which I did for the full experience, naturally.
Well, if the lights are off, how do they know your eyes are closed?
because you had to hold your face like 1 to 2 feet away from the screen. There are a lot of instructions involved with this.
mean, sure I, enough. I listened to the song and I did absolutely none of that.
Well, so right. So a couple hours later, it was on Spotify and I could listen with my eyes open. So a lot of effort. But yeah, it's a really good song in my opinion. It's pretty airy in terms of they give like their instrumentals room to breathe, which I'm a fan of.
Like those breathing instrumentals.
Yeah, you know, like when your guitar just takes a big breath.
Like, oh,
got some some cowbell on there, guys, right?
There was a lot of cowbell
on this one. Not yeah. I was saying, and admittedly, I didn't listen to their last album. I remember the first two, I think, I liked, and I kind of like fell off listening to them. But it seems more polished than like what I remember. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think it's like... Do you like that? Are you down for them to kind of like... I feel like I'm listening to it and I'm like, oh, they're like maybe going for a more mainstream audience with this one.
Right, which I mean, I'm always rooting for them, so I think that's a smart move. Mm-hmm. And I also think, like you said, you like trailed off after the last two albums, and it's, in my opinion, because they haven't done much in between their albums.
Yeah.
They tour behind it and then they go away and record and then come back when they're ready. Mm-hmm. So I think it's smart to be releasing music in between.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's like we were... Oh, who are we talking about this with? This story is going to be a great story. But yeah, I think there's... Oh, it was at... when I was at South By, there was a... This is a great cross-promotion. Billboard's own Mike Bruno moderated a panel, and part of the discussion was, like, music in the digital era, and people just saying, like, in a lot of ways, it makes less sense to do an album because it kind of, like, hits, and then, like, a month later, people have moved on.
Right.
It makes a lot more sense for people to kind of, like, the consistent gratification for your fans. So you, like, put out a song every other month or something to keep people, like, kind of interested. And that people just aren't, like, they're not as album-oriented as they used to be. Like, they're fine to just, like, have one song from a band they like and toss it on a new playlist and, you know, kind of like keep it consistently rolling.
There's also so much new music. I was looking at Spotify's like new releases today. There were like 40 things, and you just kind of have to... I was talking to somebody about how this is going into a strange territory, but I'm just going to share it anyway, because why not?
Go for it.
I was talking to someone about how my dad's really good at keeping up with new music. And he gets frustrated because his friends are not. He'll recommend like a new band or something. Or even not a new band, but like a band like Vampire Weekend, and his friends just aren't interested. They're like, I just listen to Bruce Springsteen and a couple other bands from that era.
Yeah, they're like, it's no Led Zeppelin.
But I think, I say
to most bands anyways.
So. Yeah, that's you listen to the new Zane.
It's no Led Zeppelin.
It's not Zepp.
It's not Zeppelin.
And then I slam my laptop.
But I think part of the problem is that, for someone who's not plugged in, and part of our job is to be plugged in and listen to a lot of these new releases, but for someone who's not really plugged in, especially to how people consume new music, it's overwhelming. Like, there's so much stuff, and I was just gonna say I didn't listen to the last Local Natives album either, simply because I remember it came out during a particularly busy month for new music, and I missed it. And
I agree with, I mean, I tallied it up maybe last year in 2015. And like of all the bands where I'm like, oh, I like this artist, I would like listen to a new album from them. There were like in the year, there were like 100 of those albums.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's like kind of and that's just of bands that I'm already invested a fan of this artist. Like, that's an insurmountable amount so in that sense, I do agree with you. Like, it's a lot easier to consume music in the, like, Spotify new music, like, Friday playlist sort of thing. Yep. You can be like, oh, like, here's one new song from this artist, like, whereas, like, if a full album comes out and you're like, well, I don't have 50 minutes to, like, listen to an album start to finish, but, like, you get this one Local Native songs, and it's like, yeah, I have 3 minutes. I like this band. I'll see what they've been up to.
Yeah.
It is kind of like a smarter biz strategy, I think.
Mm-hmm. True. I agree.
And also, there's a sense of, like, being overwhelmed. Like, at a certain while, you just have to give up. You're like, well, I guess I like this artist, but... You know,
can't keep up with you.
I can't keep up with you.
Can't keep chasing you. But check out the new Local Native song.
But yeah, the new...
Listen to it while opening your eyes.
You can.
Yeah. So it's Local Natives, I Saw the Way You Close Your Eyes. Let's listen to a little bit of it right now. The kid back in New York, shoulder is always hard to ignore. And if I'm on your side, I saw the way you close your eyes. Even if I'm on your side. So that was the new Local Natives. Jason, you have a... Let's get to the last song we have.
Yes.
You have the most depressing...
Hell yeah. Here. Like, hell
I was listening to this and, like...
Told you, it was the sad... It may be the saddest album I've ever heard.
I was just, like, I don't even... it was great, and I'm going to listen to the rest of the album, but Jesus, man. Like, I was, like, a little blue today from, like, a personal thing, and I was like, what am I feeling sad about? Like, this is the worst thing happened to the man singing this song.
Yeah, so...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're talking about Mount Erie's new album, A Crow Looked at Me.
A Crow Looked at Me is the name of the album. So
Mount Erie, and we're going to be talking about the first song on it, Real Death. So Mount Erie is the project of singer-songwriter Phil Elverum, who previously was the leader of the Microphones, one of my favorite bands when they were still going.
No, I didn't know they were one of your favorites.
Oh, man. I have a whole thing that I want to get... into about the Microphones.
But
God damn.
Let's keep it clipping along, Jason. Focus on the new song.
But anyway, very tragically, Phil's wife, Genevieve, passed away from pancreatic cancer, I believe, a year and a half ago at the age of 35. And really sad story. I mean, part of why it was such a sad story is because they had made it public when she was diagnosed with cancer, and they were, I think they had a Kickstarter for some of her medical bills that a lot of people in the indie community contributed to. Unfortunately, she passed away. And this whole album, Mount Erie is very prolific. This is their 9th album in the last decade, I think. So they're constantly recording. But this whole album is about her passing. And it's, like, impossibly sad. But it's brilliant, and I think that Phil is one of the most, you know, just special songwriters out there, especially in indie rock. And, you know, obviously the fact that this happened to produce this album is devastating, but it's worth your time to really experience this kind of... we're talking about the first song, which is incredibly bleak, but the whole album is, you know, about grief and how he's dealt with it, and how he has a young daughter processing it with her. So yeah, I mean, I just wanted to, like, again, kind of a downer to end this show with, but really, you know, really significant project in my eyes. And yeah, and for those who are not familiar with the Microphones, their album The Glow Part 2 is one of my favorite albums. Came out in 2001, and just a lot of, like, it's hard, it's kind of like lo-fi folk, I guess I would describe it, but you know, it's actually very accessible, I recommend it.
What were your thoughts about Mount Erie, Lindsay?
Well, after feeling miserably sad, it is a good song. Mount Erie is the song, correct?
Maniri is the artist, name.
Yes.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Get out.
Yeah, I'm going to leave. This was my first and last podcast experience.
That's fine.
Well, the specific song that you sent us.
Real Death. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, the title says it all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't familiar with the band, to be honest. So if anything, it was a good introduction.
Well, there you go. No, I think that you, like, as one of our indie heads,
mm-hmm.
Here at Billboard, I feel like you would really enjoy, you know, because like a lot of the microphone stuff is very romantic as well. So it's they got some good tunes. This happens to be incredibly sad. But
yeah, the attention, the lyrical attention to detail, like it's such a, yeah. Like, it's honestly, so, like, in a way, it's like a good, like, short story, like, songwriting yeah. class. Like, it's 100% like showing, not telling.
Yeah.
There's a really heartbreaking detail about, like, his daughter's backpack coming in the mail.
Yeah.
A package with his wife's name on it coming in the mail after she died and stuff like that. It just, like, yeah. makes it so real and just, like, absolutely devastating. It's just, like... Like, even after repeating what happens in the song, I kind of just want to, like, be quiet for 20 seconds
yeah.
and, you know, meditate on the impossible melancholy of the universe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, existence is meaningless, and
well, I mean,
everything
I, you
is
know,
sad.
at the end of it, I hope that, and I'm sure Phil would say this, I hope this album helps people. Like, I, you know, this is sadly not a thing that is... extraordinary. This is
yeah.
this is a common occurrence where parents are lost too
mm-hmm.
soon and you know their spouse and partner and
right.
children don't know how to process it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, hopefully this helps people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said.
Thanks, man.
All right, well, let's listen to a little bit. It's Mount Eerie. The song is Real Death from the album A Crow Looked at Me.
Crusted with tears, catatonic and raw, I go downstairs and outside and you still get mail. A week after you died, a package with your name on it came, and inside was a gift for our daughter you had ordered in secret and collapsed there on the front steps. I wailed.
All right, that was Mount Eerie, and that is all we got for this week. So,
I feel like we gotta like go out on
should
like
we go
a,
on a happier note. Well, here, so we also, the Drake album dropped recently.
Yeah.
So let's just do a quick go around. Say what your favorite song on More Life is.
Ooh. Tough question.
All right. Well, wow.
I'm gonna say, I mean, Passion Fruit's great.
I think
everybody loves
too.
That song. But I really like I was gonna say the Black Coffee song, which is Get It Together.
That's what I was gonna
yeah,
say. Get It Together
awesome
is my
song.
Favorite. The Black Coffee is so good.
I really like Sacrifices too. Young Thug sounds great on that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love Young Thug. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Always, and I mean, A Man in a Dress. You know, I'm sold to be on it. So
you need no more.
But also, he's a good rapper.
What a review of Young Thug.
A Man in a Dress, I'm in.
Also, he's a good rapper.
Yeah, exactly. And as a secondary, happens to be talented.
Cool, man. Well, this was a fun return. Oh, can I make a suggestion for next week?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yes, you can make a suggestion.
I mean, it's okay if I can't.
Right.
I was
going to
say,
yeah,
I was going to say it'd be kind of fun next week, so... we're recording this on Friday the 24th. Next week's going to be the 31st, so a third or a quarter of the year will be done. So we could give some recs for the first quarter of.
Yeah, we could look back and do.
Yeah,
definitely.
Come on.
Or you know, we could just edit this out of the podcast, and then we'll never do that. No, I'm totally kidding. No, that's. I like that idea. Yeah.
Goodness.
So next week we'll come back and we'll give our year so far, 2017 so far recommendations.
And if you guys listening have recs, tweet
yeah,
at
please
us.
Please tweet at us what you've been listening to, what you've been digging.
Yeah.
What is your? Well, never mind. I was going to ask what your favorite was so far, but you know what?
You'll
we're going to hold that
week.
For next week. That's why
oh,
you have
yeah.
to
tune in.
So we call it tease.
In the
podcast
biz.
In podcast biz. All right. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. If you have thoughts on what we've been talking about or recommendations for next week, tweet them at us, and we will catch you next week. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.